ஊத்துக்காடு வெங்கடகவி பை சித்ரவீணா என் ரவிகிரண். ஸ்ரீ என் ரவிகிரண் இஸ் தி ஃபேமஸ் எக்ஸ்போனன்ட் ஆஃப் சித்ரவீணா ஆஸ் வெல் அஸ் அன் அக்காம்ப்ளிஷ்ட் சிங்கர், மியூசிக் எஜுகேட்டர் அண்ட் அ ஸ்காலர் அண்ட் ஆல் ரவுண்ட் மியூசிஷியன். இன் தி கேலக்சி ஆஃப் ஆல் டைம் கிரேட் வாக்கேயக்காரர்ஸ் ஆஃப் கர்நாடிக் மியூசிக், ஊத்துக்காடு வெங்கடகவி will always find a place as a shining star. He is said to have lived between the period of Purandaradasan and Annamacharya and the Trinity, and his date is placed roughly between 1700 to 1765. OVK was a great personality, an innovator who contributed a lot to Carnatic music. He was a complete master of music in all senses of the term, melody, rhythm or lyrics, and was fluent in Sanskrit and Tamil. He was proficient in a variety of musical forms such as Kriti, Javali, Tillana and Kavadi Chandu. He composed several types of Kritis apart from the usual style of Pallavi, Anupallavi and Charanam, with the tune of the last few lines coinciding with that of the Anupallavi. Venkatakavi composed many songs with Madhyamakala passages, some with more than one charana, but with the same tunes, others with multiple charanas in different tunes, some with just samshti charana, some with gatibhedam, and so on. He used talas and themes that few other Carnatic composers have used before or since. It is hardly surprising that Uthukadu Venkatakavi, also referred to as Uthukadu Venkata Subbaiyar, accomplished so much. Legend has it that he had his musical insights from Lord Krishna himself in the Kalinganarthana temple in Uthukadu, which was then known as Dhenushwasapuram. Early years, Venkatakavi was born to Ramachandran and Kamala Narayani and was very interested in music and culture from a very early age. His brother Krishna Iyer had already established himself as a wonderful singer and won rewards from the King of Tanjore. Venkatakavi was very keen on learning music formally and he is supposed to have approached Krishna Yogi, a great artist of his times. But when the Yogi declined to teach him for reasons best known to himself, a disappointed Venkatakavi went back home where he was advised to seek the grace of the Lord himself. The intensity of his prayers were answered by the Lord himself. Venkatakavi's own words lend credence to this fact in his piece in Sriranjani. Guru Padaravinda Komalam Ennul Kundapode Kolagalam. In the Anupallavi, he declares, Parama Yoga Yagam Vedam Padittilum, Padittadu Pol Nadittilum, Parvai Ondrile Vilainda Bhakyamidu, Yarkumidu Aridanadu Parimala Sat Guru Padaravinda. I have never studied the scriptures or yoga, nor pretended to have done so. I received my whole fortune in the benevolent glance of my guru. Venkatakavi composed at least 14 songs only on the greatness of guru. A few of them seem to suggest that there may also have been another human guru, but external information on this aspect is not readily available at this point in time. Musicianship. The greatest evidence of his musical pedigree is his compositions. His works reveal his high-quality musicianship. There are several references to good musical approach, practices, and even technical terms of ornamentation like ahatam and pratyagatam. There are references to hundreds of ragas and numerous talas in his kritis. Some of these are so intelligently woven that they never seem like dry facts but shine with larger life images. Venkatakavi believed that music had to be blended with bhakti in order to shine. His theme, Bhakti Yoga Sangeeta Margame Parama Pavana Mahume, is exactly seen in the work of another great composer, Tyagaraja, in his Sangeeta Gyanamu Bhakti Vina Sanmargamu Galade. Need more be said of the great minds think alike? Venkatakavi's works reflect his philosophy. They are an ideal combination of music, devotion, intellect, and a soul that was in state of spiritual bliss. It will be best to study every facet of his musicianship separately, melody, rhythm, lyrics, themes, etc. But let me only attempt to give you a glimpse for now. Melody. Venkatakavi had a vast knowledge of music and musical nuances. Venkatakavi used a wide variety of ragas, ranging from the well-known such as Todi Kalyani Karahara Priya Sahana, through minor ones like Kannada Gaula, Jayantashri, Malavi, Umabharanam, and also a few that are seldom used today like Balahamsa or Rasamanjari. In some instances, his works are the first or only one to be available in a given raga. Examples, Sri Shivanayike in Lalita Gandharvam and Padava Sevanam in Deeparam. His vision of raga and melody as a whole is considered and can be seen in a number of styles in which he composed various kritis in the same raga. For instance, his kritis in Madhyamavati, Shankari Sundarananda Kumara, bring out different facets of this beautiful raga. He also employed attractive swaraksharas, a technique where the lyrics match the solfa notes of the tune. Rhythm. Venkatakavi's command over rhythm has been without precedent and has not yet been surpassed. He made complex edupus, starting or landing points of various sections of a composition, seem like child's play and used them naturally without ever affecting the flow of music or the lyrics. His handling of talas like Khanda Dhruvam, Sankirna Mathyam, and Khanda Triputam would leave even seasoned musicians and scholars awestruck. Again, he has made the talas look as simple as Adi or Rupakam, which only a genius of the highest order can do. Lyrical felicity. Venkatakavi's class in Sanskrit or Tamil is a league of his own. His remarkable Niagara-like flow and choice of words that are music to the ears, even when rendered without melody, often conceals his deep scholarship. When one attempts to study them a little closely, can one even begin to grasp his greatness in this area? His vocabulary is stupendous, and he has used words and phrases that are hardly otherwise found in Carnatic literature. Sanskrit scholars have been left scampering for the best dictionaries and thesauruses. They have found uncommon words and even common ones like bhaja used in several novel contexts. Venkatakavi was a man for details. His expression so facile that every song came alive with whatever theme he touched. His works transport us to wherever he wants us to be, not merely because of a colorful imagination, but also because of his ability to describe even minor details. For instance, in his kriti, Ranganadam Anisham, in Gambhiranattai, the Lord of Srirangam being situated between two rivers, while most other compositions only mentions the banks of Kaveri. In another kriti, Gajamukhanujam, he talks of Kunkuma in the center of Lord Subramanya's ash-lined forehead. Taking another popular example, we can visualize the scene vividly in his Taye Yashoda, Todi, where the gopis are complaining to Yashoda about her son Lord Krishna. This song actually has 8 charanams, and each one abounds in description of the humorous pranks that make us smile at Krishna. Incredibly, there is a superb reply by the Lord to every one of these charges in another piece by Venkata Kavi in Mohanam, Illai Illai. This song also has 8 charanam. Themes. Venkata Kavi has composed on a wide range of themes. Most people are familiar with some of his works on Lord Krishna, but he has composed with equal felicity on other deities as well, such as Vinayaka, Tyagaraja of Thiruvarur, Kamakshi, Rama, Kartikeya, Narasimha, Anjaneya, Ranganatha, and also on Surya, Radha, and other such important mythological characters. He has composed on great people such as Shuka Brahma Rishi, Jayadeva, and Valmiki. Besides, he has composed several songs on the greatness of Guru, a general philosophy and approach to God. His works contain references to Arvars, Nayanmars, Ramanuja, Tulasidasa, and many other greats, which reveal not merely his knowledge of their works and their contributions, but also his high reverence towards them. Operas. OVK seems to have composed an entire opera narrating Krishna's birth and childhood, beginning from Devaki Vasudeva's wedding and Kamsa's curse. I have not been able to ascertain if these stories go on further after Krishna's childhood, but there are separate group songs describing Krishna's wedding with Rukmini and other group covering his marriage with Radha. There is a set of songs narrating the story on Lord Rama's childhood, starting from Dasharatha's Putra Kameshti Yajna to Rama's trip with Vishwamitra. Each song is so vivid, and the description of the demoness Dataka alone is worth the whole read. There is also another lovely Ragamalika piece, Sri Rama Jayame Jayam, which covers the whole Ramayana. There is no doubt that Venkata Kavi was well versed in Bhagavatam, Ramayanam, and several other minor stories, and his deep knowledge comes to the fore in many kritis as he covers a great many episodes, many of them hardly referred to by other composers, with effortless ease and natural felicity. Group compositions. Venkata Kavi has also composed several group kritis like Saptaratnas, Kamakshi Navavaranam, and Anjaneya Pancharatnams. Besides, he has composed several shlokas like Madhava Panchakam, Rasimha Panchakam, Ranganatha Panchakam, and so on. His Saptaratnas are similar in style to Tyagaraja's Pancharatnas in musical structure. They have Pallavi, Anupallavi, and a set of Madhyamakalas Charanas, which can be rendered as swaras and lyrics. The second, third, fifth, sixth, and seventh songs have an anchor charanam like Samayaniki in Sadinchane. Sometimes it is not the first line of the charanam, but the third line that is the anchor, and Venkata Kavi has set the landing points in several complex ways, which again offer proof of his rhythmic skills. The Saptaratnas are Bhajanamrita in Nattai, Aganita Mahima in Golal, Bala Sarasa Murali in Kiravani, Jatadhara in Todi, Madhava Hridi Khelini in Kalyani, Sundara Nanda Kumara in Madhyamavati. Navavaranams. Venkata Kavi's Navavaranams abound in Sri Vidya Upasana aspects and show his scholarship in no small measure. Apart from the main 9 songs for the 9 nights, he has also a Vinayaka Stuti, Dhyana Stuti, and a Hala Stuti too. There are several similarities and differences between his Navavaranams and that of Krikshidhar, but both reveal the composer's scholarship in the mantric and tantric aspects of Devi worship. These are Sri Ganeshwara, Shanmugapriya, Adi, Vinayaka Stuti, Vanchayati, Yadi Kushalam, Kalyani, Adi, Dhyana Stuti. First Avaranam, Santatam Aham Seve, Deshakshi Adi. Second Avaranam, Bhajasva Shri, Nadanamakriya Adi. தேர்ட் ஆவரணம் சர்வஜீவ தயாபரி சுத்தசாவேரி மிஸ்ரசாப். ஃபோர்த் ஆவரணம் யோக யோகேஸ்வரி ஆனந்த பைரவி கண்டத்திற்புட டூ கலைஸ். ஃபிஃப்த் ஆவரணம் நீலலோகித ரமணி பாலஹம்சா கண்டத்ருவம் டூ கலைஸ். சிக்ஸ்த் ஆவரணம் சதானந்தமயி ஹிந்தோளம் சங்கீர்ணமட்டியம். செவன்த் ஆவரணம் சகலலோக நாயிகா ஆரபி ஆதி. எயித் ஆவரணம் சங்கரி ஸ்ரீ ராஜராஜேஸ்வரி மத்தியமாவதி ஆதி. நைன்த் ஆவரணம் நடஜன கல்பவல்லி புன்னாகவராளி ஆதி. ஸ்ரீசக்கர மாதங்கி சுருட்டி ஆதி மங்களக்கிருதி. As seen from the above, Venkatakavi has revealed more proof of his vidvat in talas like Khandadruvam, Sankirnamathyam and Khandatriputa. The fourth avaranam in Ananda Bhairavi has a madhyama kala where he has evenly split the nine-beat tala into four equal parts of 2.25 matras each. The fifth avartanam in Balahamsa is, in my opinion, the weightiest piece of this group. Set in a majestic gait in the 17 akshara tala and has a two superb madhyama kalams. The eighth avaranam in Madhyamavati has been set in two gatis, chaturashram and tishram. Attitude. Probably even more amazing than all of the above is Venkatakavi's mental state. His compositions reveal his utmost humility, positive humor, cheer, and most remarkably, an almost consistent high state of bliss, which no ordinary person can achieve. His works scarcely contain any autobiographical sob stories and show that he had reached tremendous spiritual and philosophical heights. His works also reveal the proximity he felt towards God and show his deep bhakti, a blend of devotion and love. All in all, Venkatakavi was a great man who stands immortal through his genius.